The scripture lesson's coming from Isaiah. It's chapter 26, verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Oh, I love this. You know, and I also love my time alone with him in perfect peace. And I got a lot of friends now, so where's the next party? But not me. Because it's in that time alone that I find peace, that I fill my cup and refresh my spirit, and I get ready to continue to work for the Lord. It's in the pause, in that stillness where I can reflect on Christ's love and protection for me. It's in precious alone time that I feel the closest to him. And now look at what the Bible tells us. When Christ was told about the death of John the Baptist, the Bible says he pulled himself away. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. And right after that, we are told that the crowds followed him and he fed over 5,000 people with two little fish and five loaves of bread. I'm reflecting on this great compassion for people, neglecting his own needs, pulling away, and then when they needed him, he stepped up to meet the needs of others. And then after the feeding of the 5,000, the text tells us that he sent the disciples on ahead of him in a boat, and he himself went to a mountainside. Here he goes now, alone to pray. See, Jesus knew what would refill him on this earthly mission. And while he was here to do the work of the Father, he himself sought time alone to pray. Are you taking the time you need to refill your cup? Life is fast and furious. And it seems like something or somebody's always pulling us away from the time you need for the Lord. Now, Satan loves to whisper, you don't have time to stop. You don't have time to read the Bible. And you certainly don't have time to pray. But remember, anytime you hear that voice, that is not the voice of the Lord. Every minute, every hour of the day belongs to him. And he will give it freely to you to be with him. So take the time to be with Jesus. And watch how your life just will unfurl in front of you. And when you take time with him, you go scratch your head at wondering all the time it is given back to you. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16. Now therefore stand still and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Take time to be alone with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.